Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. What's up? Why is this the third show of the day already? What's up? Well, unfortunately for you, I'm bored. And when I get bored, I got to record. Hey, hold on. I got a rhyme. Can we put a beat to that? When I'm bored, I got to record. Okay, enough of that, man. Come on, it's the number one motivational podcast on the planet. I got to share with you one of the most profound sayings, thoughts, quotes, whatever you want to call it, that really helped me get out of the employee mindset. Go something like this from the late, great Jim Rohn. If you are not watching Jim Rohn YouTube videos or buying his audios, you got to do it. R-O-H-N, Rohn, Jim Rohn, had a tremendous impact on my career. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living. But if you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. Let me tell you how that hit me like a ton of bricks. I was a corporate slave, man, sitting in the corner office. I was like, I'm working hard, but I'm not getting anywhere. You ever felt that way? Like, the harder you work, the more miserable you are. How life shouldn't be like that. Where else do you give that much time and energy to something that you hate? That doesn't make any sense. And as you work harder and harder, who are you making all the money for? The boss, the person at the top, the individual who created the brand, whether that's a big corporate Fortune 100 company like I work for, or whether it's a mom and pop shop, you're adding value for them. Now, in fairness, they're giving you a steady paycheck, giving you just enough so you won't quit, and you're working just enough so you won't get fired, okay? So understand that relationship that's going on there. But understand this as well. When you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune for yourself, your family, leave a legacy. Let me give you a couple of examples, okay? Change your mindset right now. Okay, you're in bad health, change it. Get the Everyday Saturday smoothie recipe, okay? Go get yourself a Vitamix. Get a bag of spinach from the produce department. Put the bag of spinach. It's $1.79 here at Kroger in Cincinnati. I buy like four a day, okay? Get a bag of spinach, put it in the Vitamix, 90% water, 10% almond milk. Drop some berries in there for a little bit more flavor, strawberries, blueberries, whatever. You can even cut up peaches, whatever you want to do. Get a little more flavor. Blend that baby up. Even if you don't have a Vitamix, just put it in some blender and drink it. You want to get in better health? Start doing stuff like that. Just create a success habit. Start working hard on yourself. Now, don't do this, okay? Don't go one day, oh, I can't do this diet. First of all, it's not a diet. Inside the word diet is the word die. That's why it's got such a negative connotation to it. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle you're creating. You're working hard on yourself. You want to be wealthy in a lot of different facets of your life, right? Financially, spiritually, health-wise. So get going just with that one exercise right there. But when you work hard on your mindset and you choose to get rid of that stinking thinking, let everybody else complain about that stuff. Let everybody else major in minor things. Let everybody else talk about politics and how the government's going to be ruined if so-and-so doesn't get elected. Let everybody else talk about that stuff while you go in a completely different direction. You want to make a huge difference? You want to make a lot of money? You want to add a ton of value? Go run the opposite way of everybody else. That's huge. That's one of the other things I learned how to do is go in the opposite direction. Hey, everybody's going to lunch, Sam. You want to go? No, but here's $10. I'll pay you not to invite me. Here, I'll buy you lunch so I don't got to go sit next to you and listen to you complain. I actually did that. Now, they're never going to talk to you again, which is great because you want to get somebody out of your life for good. Tell them, hey, making a lot of changes in my life. You just happen to be one of them. They won't come around again. And that's great news for your dream. Okay? Now, you don't got to be a jerk like I was, but I wanted success so bad. I wanted to feel what it was like to be free. I didn't want to be a corporate slave anymore. And if you really want to be free, I mean, if you're serious about major change, you can't make minor changes in your life and have significant change. You just can't do it. Now, you can build a foundation of little things, changing your mindset, but that's not a little thing. That's a huge, huge thing. But you can start just by saying, hey, I'm not going to lunch with those people anymore. I'm not going sitting by the water cooler anymore. I'm not going to major. I'm not going to get on social media and get in a contest back and forth about who's the better this, the better candidate, the economy, a sporting event. Now, look, some of you who follow me on Twitter, you know, you catch me late at night after 8 o'clock, which is late at night for me. I'm on Twitter. Yes, I'm engaging in political talk, but that's fun for me, man. I enjoy it. Like, I think it's a sport. For me, it's a sport. It's a hobby. Now, most of the time, I'm retweeting a lot of motivational stuff, posting my own content out there. So follow me, at Sam Crowley on Twitter. But yes, if you see me, especially on Sundays, I'm tweeting about sports and things like that. It's a lot of fun for me. I have fun. It's a respite for me. Look, I got four girls. I'm allowed to, you know, have a little bit of fun after they go to bed, right? Change your mindset. But boy, when you work on yourself, wow. You're going to see significant changes in a short period of time. Short being defined as 30 days. All right? You make significant changes in what you put into your body and 30 minutes a day of exercise. And I'm talking every day, guys. I'm not talking just now and again. I'm talking every single day. Just commit to it. You change your mindset. Be a reader. Leaders are readers. You don't need to necessarily read books. You can read blogs. You can listen to podcasts like this one. You could just consume. Brush your brain every single day. Would you go any day at all without brushing your teeth? Heck no. But yet people don't brush their brain every day. Get that positivity. Yes, motivation works. Yes, inspiration works. Yes, success leaves clues. Follow individuals that are walking in the path that you want to follow in. You don't got to be as great as them right now with all the dollar signs and the commas and all those zeros at the end of their paycheck. That doesn't need to be you right now, but that doesn't need to mean that you're not on the road to success. Don't compare yourself to other people. Compare yourself to the person who you were just 24 hours ago. But man, you start working hard on yourself. And the good news is you already know that person. You look at them in the mirror every single day. What do you want to change? It's a blank canvas. What positive changes? Make a list. These are the things I don't like about myself. For me, I didn't like the way I talked. I didn't like stuttering. I didn't like that I was a corporate slave. I didn't like that I was a yes person. I didn't like that I weighed 215 pounds. I weigh 190 right now, and all of that is lean muscle. Hell of a lot more than it was 10 years ago, put it that way. I didn't like the decisions I was making with my life. Let me tell you guys, I've made some really, really bad decisions that have hurt people closest to me. I've made some financial disastrous decisions, but I learned one lesson I want to share with you. This is the last one right now for this show. You can make a decision right now, and you can erase all of that. It's still in your rearview mirror, but you ain't bringing that baggage with you anymore. You're looking through the windshield, man. You can make a decision today. Right now, will you make a decision today with me? I do it every single day. I make the proclamation every day that I'm going to make today as great as I possibly can. Sometimes I fall short. It's okay. Guess what? We get to do the same thing tomorrow and the next day and the next day. But like I mentioned on the previous show, put some urgency to it. Put a deadline to your dream. Think big. People laugh at you. That's awesome. They'll stay where they are for the rest of their life. Not you. You don't have that mindset. You don't have that stinking thinking. You're going places together. You, me, and the rest of the champions that make the decision to work harder on themselves than they would ever work at a job. You want greatness. You have greatness within you. Let's do it. You with me? Awesome. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.